Hi, everybody, and welcome to Free For All, Free For All Wrestling. We'll be talking about everything in professional wrestling. So stay in tune. It's gonna step on whomever. It's time to get in line, cause I'm gonna make it change. Kicking ass, taking names, cleaning house all the failings. I'm burning out the dead wood, burning down time. Cause it's only my way, so get your ass in line. They say that. Hi. And I'm Keith, and welcome to another episode of Free For All Wrestling podcast show, where we'll be talking about everything in professional wrestling. I got two announcements. The first announcement, you already know, still haven't reached the co-host yet, but I need one. You can... If you're interested in podcasting this show with me, being the co-host, you can email me at knash1331@gmail.com. And the second announcement is for people in California. WrestleMania 31 is going to be at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, the new 49ers stadium. So I don't know when tickets are gonna start getting sold, but on sale, but I'm gonna get that shit because I've never been to WrestleMania, and I actually never been to a wrestling event. This will be my first wrestling event if I go to WrestleMania 31. Man, I heard that WrestleMania been in California before, but I didn't never see them coming to the Bay Area where I live at. Either other than that, let's get down to rumors and news of the WWE. They say this is just the rumor, but I think we might end up seeing it anyway. Fandango and Tyson Kidd, their feud could end up happening, could escalate. WrestlingInc.com reported that at WWE live event on Sunday, December the 8th, Fandango came out with the words, "I love Natty," on his stomach. And that was before Mitch tag match with Nally and the Great Khali. And you know, if you've been following Total Divas, Fandango and Tyson Kidd been kind of little feuding. So, reason why this feud is happening all because of Total Divas. That's about it. About that, because it doesn't really make sense. But, you know, they should have been pushed Tyson Kidd before Fandango. Tyson Kidd been there way before Fandango did. You know, Fandango is like brand new. I just don't get WWE sometimes. You know, his gimmick is fucking stupid. I mean, some people love it. In general, he's a good worker, and he does good spots, but his gimmick sucks. They gave him the wrong gimmick. You know how WWE is. They always give you shitty gimmicks when you first come to WWE. If this podcast gonna be for about 15 minutes long again. I did my second episode and I didn't really like it. Sounded fucking stupid to me. I was all over the place, but this time I got some notes and I'm ready for it. You always gotta be prepared. Let's talk about the CLT matchups that, because there is going to be a pay-per-view this weekend, the TLC. I know we have John Cena versus Randy Orton for the WWE title. And the world title. I think what else we'll be having with that is hold on, let me get my notes. We'll have actually CM Punk and Daniel Bryan will. Hold on. I think I got the wrong note. Okay, yeah. We will have Dolph Ziggler versus Fandango at the pre-show. That was pronounced by the WWE. Natalie versus Snuka daughter. Already said Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton in CM Punk versus The Shield in the handicap match. Daniel Bryan versus the Wyatt family in the handicap match. You know what? I really don't fucking get that, but okay. But it was some decent matches on Raw. You had CM Punk versus Dean Ambrose. Pretty good spots. You know, them two work good together. Daniel Bryan and Eric from the Wyatt family did a good match, too. Was an okay match. Pretty good spots. But anyways, I just wanted to talk about the end of Raw. Now, I talked about this before in my second one, so I want to explain it a little better this time. We are seeing the beginning of WrestleMania matches in that specific night. We might see, to me, Shawn Michaels versus Daniel Bryan. If they don't do anything else with Daniel Bryan, then they should put Shawn Michaels versus Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania 30. If they don't do anything with Triple H, they should put, I mean, if they don't do anything with CM Punk, then they should put CM Punk versus Triple H at WrestleMania. Or what I'll do is put Diet versus CM Punk and Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania 30. That'll be a good match. But then we got to think about what's going to happen on at the Royal Rumble. Who's going to win the Royal Rumble? I'm hoping CM Punk wins that one. Or what they can do before the Rumble. Or even after the Rumble, they have Shawn Michaels versus Daniel Bryan at Elimination Chamber or something like that. Or like No Way Out. Because I want to see that match. Both of them are one of the best workers in the company too. They both cut okay promos. Student versus teacher, that's why I want to see that match. in Triple H versus CM Punk, I actually never really saw them feud like that. I saw them feud like one time or even twice, but that would be good if CM Punk feud against the corporate authority, you know, instead of having, because it looking like to me, we might see a heel turn of John Cena. Everybody saying, some people in that I listen to that do their little podcast, they talk about, oh, CM Punk not going to turn heel. CM Punk's not going to turn heel. Never say never. He just might turn heel, just like the people off of Steel Cage Wrestling Podcast show. They was talking about that eventually he might turn the heel. It's about time. You got to remember Hogan turned heel, and he was a face for a long time, and he really did it, but nobody didn't like him in WCW. So what else could he do? Turn heel. And John Cena, it's about time. He been on the top of WWE for many a years, damn near 10 years. I think we're going on 11 years that he's been on top of the WWE. It's time for John Cena to go. Be a heel. Turn on the people for a minute. Be a heel like Stone Cold did at WrestleMania. At least if he don't turn heel, this Sunday coming up, turn heel WrestleMania 30, you know, do something that somebody that we would think that you would never do, you know, turn on the kids, have somebody else be the face of the WWE. You got Daniel Bryan to be the face of the WWE. I don't too much know about CM Punk being the face of the WWE, but I know that Daniel Bryan can take WWE to up to the next level, because I believe in him. He reminds me of Shawn Michaels, and everybody says Shawn Michaels is too small and he can't draw nobody, but he draw a lot of people. And people say that Daniel Bryan doesn't draw a lot of people because of the money and all that stuff, the seats, you know, ticket sales, but in merch he does. That's why he's on top too. But it's time for Daniel Bryan to be the face of the WWE. That's who the real face is. Randy Orton, on that hand, I didn't really get into detail about this whole little thing that happened on Raw on Monday night, because everybody know and everybody excited about that. But if you didn't know, I can tell you anyway. After John Cena and Randy Orton cut their promos, John Cena started fighting. John Cena and Randy Orton started to fight, and you know, they start taking them off each other, the people that was in the ring. It was a couple of legends in the ring. It was Mark Henry, Big Show in the ring, and Dolph Ziggler, and them, some of the heels and faces of the WWE was in the ring holding them back. So CM Punk came over to Randy Orton and we'll see if Randy Orton was okay. So Randy Orton shoved his face, and you know, CM Punk got kind of mad, and he started striking him like two times, boom, boom, and then Triple H grabbed CM Punk and threw him on the ground, and CM Punk, ooh, if you would have saw his face, man, it was it was priceless. So CM Punk got up and strike Triple H. Triple H fell down. And Shawn Michaels, out of nowhere, sweet chance CM Punk clean. That's the match I have never saw yet. CM Punk versus Shawn Michaels. But I'm getting off of, track, but of the storyline. But that would be a good match. I want to see that. But after Shawn Michaels, sweet chant, CM Punk, Daniel Bryan comes in. Comes in with the with his little finisher. I forgot the name of his finisher, but you know, he strike Shawn Michaels with his finisher. And after that, we see Randy Orton. Now, that's the one thing I love about Randy Orton. I love his RKOs. So he was trying to RKO Daniel Bryan, but Daniel Bryan pushed him into Stephanie. Stephanie fell and on the ground, and Triple H got hella mad because he didn't see what happened. So Triple H was like seeing if Stephanie was okay. So then he got up and he just pedigreed. I don't know why he always had to have the last quote unquote word, but he had to have the last finishing move because he is the game. And I am Triple H. So, you know, he pedigreed him, Randy Orton. And then to see, this is why I was thinking that John Cena was going to turn heel at this point. Because how he was looking, like, at the end of Raw, all of them was looking confused. And Randy Orton was looking hella confused, too. But when that shot of Triple H, Kane, Stephanie, and John Cena was standing and looking at Randy Orton, I seen the little heel turn of John Cena in there. So, I went over 15 minutes. You know, I hope to see what's going to happen on TLC. I might end up ordering a pay-per-view and actually seeing it. Or I do it the freeway. But thanks guys for listening. Like I said, if you're interested in seeing if you want to co-host this show with me, like I really do need a co-host because I hate fucking talking. Like, I need to have somebody to conversate with, like, debates and shit. So, I need that co-host that love wrestling just as much as I do. There's somebody out there. Come on, guys. Anyways, if you're interested, email me at knash1331@gmail.com. Thank you, guys, listening. I'm out.